You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, The Plumbing Sales Coach, Chris Fresh. And today we are going to talk about something that is really important when it comes to service and it comes to the idea of getting in front of your customer and presenting options and giving them the best possible experience that you can. And that is very, very important to understand. It's something that really will explain why your customer is all over the place or why your customers are really completely different than maybe how they would even act themselves on a normal day. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what that is, why that's happening. It's so important to understand this. When you understand this concept, it will change the way that you go about things. It'll change the way that you view really everything when it comes to approaching your customer. Now, look, before we dive too much into that, I want to make sure that you understand that we do have some programs out there for you. If you're an owner and you're running your own business and you're trying to figure out the next step, or you're trying to figure out how to make your team better or your systems better, or your just overall customer experience better, reach out to us and we can get you information on what we're doing for a ton of other companies and a ton of other technicians, really helping them with their progress as far as close rates and conversions and ticket averages, because that's really what it comes down to, is what it costs to run the business. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but more importantly today, we're going to focus on this very important factor that when it comes to this process that we call the sales or service process as we run through the home. So if you want more information about how to get help for your business, just contact us at www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Go right to the website and we can get you what you need. Now listen, if you don't have our app, get our app. You can get it on the App Store, either Plumbing Sales Coach over on Apple or Plumbing Sales Coach over on Google Play, because it is on both now. It is available for both. And so either platform, you can get that, and it has the pricing calculator. I think on Apple, it's got a few more features. But bottom line is we got this price book calculator on there for you guys. That's free. Hopefully that helps you. I know thousands of people literally have used that and gotten that, and our gift to you. All right, look, today we're talking about something that's so important to understand. And I think that no matter what you do, no matter what sales, service, no matter what you do, there is this reality that the state of mind that you're in is extremely important, but also the state of mind that your customer is in is extremely important. We cannot control that. We can't control that. What we can do is try to affect that, but we can't control the state of mind that they're in before we get there. Our CSRs have an effect on that. Our marketing have an effect on that. Our branding and our messaging have an effect on that. But ultimately, we cannot control how the customer is reacting. And there is something even more powerful that is affecting all of this. There is something extremely more powerful that is affecting all of this, and that is something called fear. And that is the mode that the customer is in when we approach the home. Now, think about that for a second. For plumbing, for service plumbing, when we get to the home, there's an unsolved mystery. There's an unknown issue. Sometimes the customer understands that it's a bigger problem than what really meets the eye, but a lot of times they don't. Shoot, even the customer is so off that the technician doesn't even see the bigger problem. And really what's sad here is that it's the technician's job. That's the expert. That's the person that's being paid to know not just to how to plumb, but to how to problem solve and how to counsel sometimes in some situations, husbands and wives through difficult conversations, if you will, as we're demonstrating or displaying to them the issues that are really deeper that are going on. And I say demonstrating and displaying because really I believe in showing them, not telling them, you know, show them the issues. But when it comes to understanding the fear that they're facing, there's a few fears that are really, really racking their mind, to be honest with you. One of them is what is the problem? Like, what is the issue? What is the thing that's going on? We talk about this all the time in the training, all the time in the trainings, because for the technicians, because it really takes into consideration the fact that we have to establish a relationship with that customer. But the reality is that they are in fear mode and they are fearing that they don't know what the problem is. That is the number one fear that they have. There's really three fears, and they're not necessarily in any order or rank. I should have said it that way, but there are three fears that they're facing, and they're actually all in different orders for different people. I'm going to give you a little peel behind the curtain. It's one of the fears is not price. One of the fears is not going to be about price. But I can tell you that it's equated into their decision-making process. It's just at this point of the game, they've already made that decision. They've already made the decision on whether or not it's going to cost something or not. They could have reached out to friends. They could have put a, you know, a cry for help out through their church organization or whatever organization they're a part of. And they may have gotten help that way. But the bottom line is that at this point, they've Google searched or they've looked up or they've gotten a referral for a professional service plumbing company. So price is not really the thing. Now, people want to get their money's worth, but price is not the immediate thing. So the other two fears, they all kind of play together in some ways. But the reality is that people have a schedule, they have a life, they have things going on. So when this happens, this is not planned. This is not something that they have planned, whether it's time or money. This is not something that they were prepared for most of the time. Now, some people are a little bit better positioned. Some people are maybe a little bit more strategic with their money. And so for whatever reasons, because they got bigger income or because they just have better control of the money going out, you know, a lot of times if you have a money problem, it's not the money that's coming in is the problem. It's the money that's going out is the problem. Something just to consider. But anyways, back to what we're talking about, some people are better positioned. Okay, some people are better positioned with their time because their job allows for them to be able to just work from home or maybe take a day off without any problems, or they own their own business or whatever it is. Okay, some people are better positioned. But make no mistake, this is a disruption. This is out of nowhere. This was not planned. Okay, they're not prepared for this. So consider that. You know, consider that. They want to know what the problem is, but at the same time, they've got their life disrupted. They want to know how long is this going to take. That's the second fear. How long is this going to take? How long is this going to take to get me back to what I was supposed to be doing? You know, so many people go through the review training. We have a company right now that just told me that they got two or three of their techs, got 41% of their customers' labor review. Overall, I think 30-something percent, I think it was lowest guy was like 15, 16%. Imagine that many people leaving reviews for your company. Okay, so how does that happen? Well, it all happens through process. It all happens through understanding things. But it doesn't happen by walking in the front door and asking for the sale and asking for the money and asking for them to buy the biggest thing or for you to walk in there and try to get a review, because they're in fear mode right now and their life's been disrupted. And they got to understand how long it's going to take to get back on schedule. And while you're at their home, their life is just on pause. It's just building up, piling up, piling up, piling up. The busier they are, sometimes it overflows into your visit there. So taking all these things into consideration really helps you kind of put yourself in the right state of mind. That, look, if there's anything that I could ever teach anybody in sales, service, entrepreneurship, business, shoot, anything, being a parent, being an employee, trying to get a promotion, especially being a parent, all comes down to state of mind. It all comes down to your mindset. It all comes down to your way of thinking. It all comes down to how you're processing the information that is being presented and dealt and handed to you and happening to you and whatever it is, the way that you view that and how that situation might be happening. But just keep in mind that everybody is going through situations. Everybody is going through complications. Everybody is going through life. Okay. Everybody is doing that. Everybody's having that happen. Today, on this particular day, the customer that you just saw or that you're headed to or that you're going to see again tomorrow or the next day, the reality is that life just happened to them and it relates to plumbing. And so you're there to deal with that. But make no mistake, you are a problem solver. You are a counselor. You are a financial advisor sometimes. You're a deal maker if you're doing it right. You know, so many people ask me if I believe in hourly price books and all these. I say, look, there's a lot of ways to get there. I don't really believe in hourly. I don't really believe in all that stuff, trying to figure out how to fix your. I believe in a very fixed situation, you know, a wholesale and retail model where you consider the materials, you consider what it costs to do the work. Okay, like any other industry would do it. But at the bottom, at the end of the day, there's just a reality that you can give people more and more value, especially in plumbing. Because the value's there. The value's so high on what, look, when you go into a home and replumb it, that's a lot of value. Not just the plumbing, not just the material, but the knowledge and the know-how and to get it right. Especially when it comes to drains. You start digging up the earth, like that has a value. Okay, and really just about anything plumbing related has a much higher value than an hourly associated cost or something like that. But it definitely has a high value. And at the same time, sometimes that value can be exchanged on top of value. What we call that is value stacking. And there's a whole art to it. And we really dive deep into that more and more and more and more in our programs. But man, if you consider that situation that the customer is pressed for time, that they don't understand what's going on, they need to understand the reasons why they have the problem that they're having. You can get through that I'm telling you, then you have the opportunity to fix the problem for today, tomorrow, and forever. And that's three different options that you could write there. Look, we can knock this out for this particular issue. We can look at the bigger issue and take care of that, or we can even upgrade this situation. And look, when you do that for your customer, it gives them an amazing experience. An amazing experience. Because not only do they get some sort of value ad play there, but they get an opportunity to get more for their money, so to speak, get a bigger return on investment. Not only does that happen, okay, but now they understand the amount of time it's going to take, and they understand the bigger issue, and how not only are you going to take up time today, because today's already ruined, today's already pretty much destroyed in their head, but we can avoid this from happening in the future if they maybe go with maybe an option three situation where you're offering a little bit more to take care of the problem long term, maybe a PRV, maybe an expansion tank, maybe a new water heater, maybe something else. Now think about that. When you start solving the problems, not only for today, but also for tomorrow, your value goes up even more. And people have no problem spending a lot of money on things that have high value. Okay, people will do that all day long and be excited to do that. I'm much more excited to go buy a brand new car than I am to go fix a car. I'm much more excited to go get a brand new meal than to have leftovers. I'm much more excited, okay? It's just something about the experience and the value and what I'm getting in return on investment. You can do that in plumbing, believe it or not. Too many companies that I know do it, okay? The cat's out of the bag. It can be done. Now it's up to you to whether or not you're going to apply it and do it. And if you're going to do it in a way that adds value to not only your customers, but your customers, your employees. And if you are one of those employees, are you adding value back to your company and to your customer? If you're listening and you're a customer, what value are you giving back? Be open. Now look, here's what I really want to talk about is this third fear. This third fear is a game changer, right? You get this one right here, it's a game changer. In so many ways. I remember when I was working at AT&T, I was young and I was making calls and people were switching from I'm going to date myself a little bit here, but to MCI and Sprint and different long distance carriers to save money, 10 cents a minute. And one of them had like, you could get five people and save money and yada, yada, yada. And so it was really just this competition, this war between the long distance carriers. And I represented AT&T and they were the big dogs. They were the number one. So they were buying customers, man. They were giving up like $300 gift cards to Disney. They were giving up. I mean, I can't remember all the stuff they were giving up, but it depended on how much money you spent with your long distance carrier. And a lot of people were like, what? People spent money on their long? Yeah, people spent money on their long distance carriers. You know, they were offering up this deal where you got guaranteed 25 cents or something for all what, I don't know, whatever it was. And they were just buying customers. They were willing to give customers the whole farm because they knew the long-term relationship was worth it. But I remember having to wear a shirt and tie, and I was on the phone the whole time. I was literally staring at a computer screen with a headset on, cheap headset, and it would auto dial and it would just go boop. And as soon as it made that little noise, all their information would pop up on the screen and I'd have to read it all. And then I had to read all the whole script, the whole thing, word for word. Had it memorized at some point where I was just hitting the arrow button to move through the screens. But you had to do this day in and day out, but you had to wear this shirt and tie. No one could see us. No one could see us. This was before video camera, Zoom, before all that. Way before all that. Okay, so why'd they have us do that? Why did they make us do that? Why'd they make us wear dress shoes? I could wear jeans, but why'd they make us wear dress shoes, dress shirt, dress tie? Why'd we have to do that? And the girls had to wear their professional look stuff, but why? Because they wanted us to feel professional, look professional, feel professional, act professional. Comes through over the phone. It matters. Absolutely matters. See, that was the thing that I learned at an early age, the CSR role matters. Over the phone, that interaction, it matters. When you show up to the home, the way you look matters. The way you feel to the customer matters. Do you feel professional? Do you feel like someone that could give advice? Do you feel like someone that could tell someone, hey, look, it's going to be $8,800 today, and feel confident about that, look confident, and the customer feel confident that you look like you know what you're talking about. You feel like you know what you're talking about. I can trust this $8,800 investment because they're not just investing in the plumbing solution. They're not just investing in the plumbing parts. They're investing in you. See, that's the third fear is who. Who's going to fix this? Who's it going to be? That's where maybe price comes into mind. They consider a friend or a handyman, or they consider the local newspaper handyman section or the local church, the billboard, the little pegboard thing where people put their cards up, whatever. They think of something that will save them money, but they didn't do that today. They didn't click on a coupon. They clicked on you. They found your company. They found you as a technician. You come up to the home. Do you look and feel and smell and act and think and talk? Present yourself professionally. Do you do that? Do you do that in that kind of a manner? Because it matters. You know, what do the customers see when you pull up? What do the customers see when your company shows up? What do the customers hear when they come to the door? When they come to the door and they open up the door and they see you, what are they seeing? What are they feeling? What does it look like? Okay, how professional are you? And how friendly are you? How welcoming are you? You know, look, customers, they want to feel comfortable. You're coming into their home. Okay, this is their home. This is where they reside. This is where they live. This is where memories are made. Don't make light of that. It absolutely matters. I walk into the home and I diagnose. I tell the customer the options. They go with option 2 or 3 every time. As long as, unless they don't have the money, that, you know, it is what it is. But for the most part, I got a pretty high conversion rate with a pretty high ticket average. And customers, they're fine with it. They're happy with it. They're excited to spend the money. I get great reviews. I could show you them online. I even screenshotted a few just because, you know, in case someone challenges me. But man, it feels good to provide that kind of experience for the customer because they feel good about spending the money. I make good money for my family. I make good money for the company. The company makes good money. The customer gets a good return on investment. They get more for their money than anyone else. They might have spent more with me, but they got more for their money than anyone else. And I was professional the whole time. I was friendly the whole time. I was inviting the whole time. I was welcoming. I listened. I communicated. I built a relationship. I took the time. I took the time on the diagnosis to make sure that I went through the process of them being able to be a part of that with me and understand what it was that I was suggesting and saying and offering to them, the things that I was giving to them as far as what they could and couldn't do and how that might affect the future and how that might affect today and how they could save money today. I would even go over that. I would even offer that. I remember one time going to a call where the customer was super old, super aged. And I mean, I'm talking old in the late 90s with their husband in the late 90s. She was mid 90s. He was late 90s. And they had 2 toilet issues that just really needed a couple of minor repairs, but they were super old. And they asked me about that. We talked about that. I told them about the newer toilets, told them about a couple other things that could be updated in their home. And they went with option 3. Now here's the kicker. They went with option 3 when option 1 was offered to them for free. I offered to rebuild both toilets for free just because they were super old. It never happens. That really isn't the case for any other customers. I don't ever have customers call me that are 90 years old. These were super, super unique situation. Replaced the kitchen faucet. We put a softener in, replaced the water heater, put in an expansion tank, put in a PRV, and I believe replaced the 2 toilets. And the reason that they said was they had this money sitting back for a while that they were waiting to spend on home investments. They had read a bunch of investment books and things for old people and what they should plan on, which they should expect for. And they were told that home improvements would be one of the biggest things that would catch them off guard. So they had money set back for that. They had it waiting for the day that when something would come along, I came along, they had a couple minor plumbing issues. I offered to do it for free. We had a relationship, built trust. They wanted to know what the next steps were as far as being able to upgrade some things. I told them what they could upgrade. The things were aged out. It wasn't like we were teeter-tottering on new stuff here. The toilets were like 20 years old. So the stuff was older, but hey, this is what they wanted to do. They wanted to invest in it because ultimately what they said was they did not want to, if when they pass away, they didn't want to hand down problems to their kids. They saw a value of investing their money. I gave them the opportunity to do that and they did that. That's between them and their bank account, them and their kids, them and whatever the deciding driving factor was for them to want to do that. But that was between them and that, not me and them. I was just the one that was the expert, one that they could trust to get right advice from, and I gave it to them. I gave them option. First option was free. Okay, so it's not about the money. It's not about charging an exorbitant amount of money. Now, I do believe that typically your first option should be probably your least return on investment for the customer. It's going to be your higher convenience store price model, if you will. But at the same time, it's not about that. What it comes down to is how you show up, how you look, how you feel, how the customer feels about you in their home, around their family, with their stuff, giving them advice, and spending big money with you. And it's not just about you, it's about the company. And it's not just about the company, it's about the entire team that works for that company. Okay, I say company, I mean the way the company looks online, the way the company's branded, the way the company looks on the outside and inside of the trucks, the uniforms and all that stuff, the name, the messaging. But when I say the team, I mean the CSRs, I mean the dispatch, I mean the plumber, I mean the apprentices, I mean the owner, I mean the service managers, I mean the operations manager, I mean the general managers, I mean everybody involved in the day-to-day operations of that particular business. Because the customer is experiencing all of you, regardless of what you do there. They're experiencing you somehow, some way, on some level. And how professional is it coming across when they do? Are we waiting on a part and you're the parts supply guy? you got to still be involved. You still got to be a part. Make sure that part gets ordered. Make sure there's updates. Make sure people, that whoever's communicating with the customer can. That means you're a part of that. That accuracy and that attention to detail is going to come across as professional. Everything matters. It all matters. That's how you get your customers to stop complaining about the price and stop complaining about, oh, well, I think that they were there for 43 minutes, not 41 or not 47 minutes. And so I think I should get a $2.38 discount. No more of that. You can get away from that. There's a way. Look, go to our website, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com, and fill out the form. Request more information about coaching. We'll get you the information. We have on three different packages now. We have one package is really affordable, actually, one of our cheapest packages we've ever had. And it's going to allow you to have interaction on a weekly basis with live coaching. And then we have some other stuff for you as well. So check that out. Listen, remember, three fears. The customer's in fear mode when you show up. Okay, three fears. Three fears. Number one, who's going to fix it? Number two, what is the problem? And number three, how long is this going to take? How long is this going to disrupt my life? Guys, I love you. Remember, as always, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.